Get Well Wednesday. Brought to you by Walmart. Walmart Wellness Day is Saturday, October 15th. It's time. It's time to take a loved one to the doctor. Come out for free blood pressure and glucose screenings. Know your pharmacist. Walmart. Save money. Live better. Today, we're going to be talking about caregivers of children with special needs. And our expert is Michael Boylan. Good morning, Michael Boylan.
Good morning, Tom Joyner. Thanks for letting me be on your show.
He's the single father of a son with special needs and created the first network designed specifically to provide support for caregivers of children with special needs. And your organization is called?
The Reach For Me Network.
All right. And how can people with children with special needs get in touch with Reach For Me, the story of my son?
Connor. Well, they can join the website, Tom.
My son,
you know,
Connor.
I felt an obligation, and congratulations for all the good work you do through your foundation. I know you like to help people. And the Reach For Me Network is designed to help parents and families who have children of special needs of any diagnosis, be it autism or Down syndrome or blindness or epilepsy, what have you.
And what is your son's condition?
It is Williams syndrome. So Connor is considered on the autism spectrum. He was diagnosed at 3. He's now 18. And so, you know, for your listeners, they know very well, when you have a child, nothing is more important, as you know, Tom, than your children. And when your children are not quite right, meaning they've been diagnosed with a special need, be it cognitive or physical, the parents and the family's whole life changes. And so it changes emotionally, financially, spiritually. There are a lot of things thrown at the parents and the families. So the book is designed to kind of tell the truth and to show the underside of what caregiving is like and how it can impact the family. Impact relationships, families, financial, et cetera. But I didn't want to just leave the caregivers hanging, Tom. I wanted to give them help. I wanted to give them hope. And so there's a step-by-step process in the book that is designed for the caregivers to use to manage the tough stuff through their relationships and their families when they come up. So it's
Let's start at the beginning. What was how devastating was it when you found out that your child was a special needs child?
Well, I'll answer it like this. I'm a type A entrepreneur driver. I was on the stage with Bill Gates speaking to 8,000 salespeople at Microsoft's biggest worldwide conference.
So there's nothing you can't handle, you can't face.
It's a difficult challenge because, you know, I was on the Tony Robbins track, best-selling author of 3 books, speaking to 8,000 people, getting a standing ovation. I came off the stage and I started crying. And Bill Gates looked at me saying, "What's wrong with you?" I said, "My son was just diagnosed with autism." And he looked at me with this respectful look and he said, "Okay, I get it. I'll take care of the audience. You go do what you need to do." So I knew, even though my life was doing very well financially, I knew I was having trouble focusing on my clients, big corporations. So in a matter of 3 years, I lost my home. I lost my company. My divorce went through. My extended family. So a lot of tough stuff. And what I'm sharing is not negative. I'm sharing the truth.
What were the expenses that you had to incur because of your special needs child
A lot more medical expenses, Tom. A lot more medical expenses. And when the insurance companies,
and
your listeners,
insurance doesn't cover?
Many of the plans don't cover special needs, and the insurance companies continue to carve out, and exclude things that the parents have to pay out of their own pocket. And it's kind of the ugly side of caregiving. The insurance companies are not cooperative. And so part of what we're trying to do through this network called the Reach For Me Network is to get caregivers to join at no charge. They can go on to the network at www.reachformenetwork.com and join. And the goal is to get 1 million of us banding together so that we can use that leverage to reduce what we pay for healthcare and for pharmaceuticals, for drugs, and for life insurance. So it's not a depressing story. It's actually very, very inspirational because the book is designed to lift families up and to give us hope. and a step-by-step process to help us. The network is designed, you know, just like AARP has 75 million seniors in a network, and they use the power of that to save us money. Caregivers have never organized before, ever. So the power of a Reach For Me network is to say to caregivers, hey, shame on us. How come we've never organized? It doesn't matter what the diagnosis of your child is. If you're a caregiver of a special needs child, we should band together. That's the concept.
One last question before we let you go and answer some text messages. What's the biggest misunderstanding about kids with special needs?
Man, that's a good question. That's a good question. The misunderstanding is that a lot of people shun and shy away from special needs children because they don't know how to engage them, and they don't want to say the wrong thing. And so they typically shun caregivers and families who have children with special needs, which makes the caregivers even more lonely and feel isolated. Mm. So the concept is, you know, the book is written for the caregivers, but it's also written for the 80% that don't have children with special needs to peer into the lives of what our lives are like.
Mm. All right. Michael Boylan, we have 10 copies of the book, Reach For Me, The Story of My Son Connor, to give to Text Time Club members at 6464. And you're going to be around for the next hour to answer questions about caregiving.
Yes, sir. I'm happy to do that, Tom. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thank you for participating in Get Well Wednesday. Wow.
Good luck to you.
He went broke, and he had plenty of money. Yeah. Just think about
the people who don't have
how fast they go broke and have no money, right?
Wow.